Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about a person you refer to as one of the unsung heroes of Hunt County.
Yes.
And we've talked about a number of unsung heroes at one time or another, but this is a lady named Gladys Yoakum Wright.
Yes.
What does she do?
Gladys Yoakum Wright wrote the words to Texas, Our Texas.
The state song.
And did you know that the Texas Historical Commission 30 years ago did not know that? And I was going to put it on a historical marker, and they said, Carol, you're making that up. They've all gone now, so I can't go back and say, ha, ha, ha.
Well, that's fairly easily proved, though, isn't it?
It wasn't.
I mean, they
knew the man who wrote the music.
Ah.
They didn't acknowledge the woman who wrote the words.
I see. And so I presume the song was published.
Well, her name came out, but if you look in the Handbook of Texas, you won't find it. And that's the source that most people go to.
Interesting. Well, the man that you're referring to is William J. Marsh?
Yes.
Who was a music professor at TCU?
Yes, yes.
And he wrote the melody?
Yes.
But Gladys Yoakum Wright from Greenville wrote the words.
And her stepfather, I'm not for sure what her birth father's last name was, but her mother had married Mr. Yoakum, and Mr. Yoakum was a member of the House of Representatives when Gladys was a young girl. But her stepfather was well liked on the floor of the House because he always started out with a very positive statement and humorous statement when he got into debating bills and things.
Interesting. That would be effective, wouldn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, I think our politicians, our representatives could learn from that today, could
yes,
they not?
Yes, yes.
They really could. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Well, there was a contest. The thing is, Governor Pat Neff started a contest for a state song.
This was about the time that automobiles came along. Mm-hmm. People were driving, and Texas wanted their share of tourism. So we had a state bird, we had a state flower, we had a state tree, we had all these state things except a state song. And Pat Neff was big on supporting Texas. He started the first state park, named after his mother.
Which is called today Mother Neff Park.
Right.
Down in central Texas.
And he thought we needed a state song. So he started it about, I don't know for sure when his term was, but by 1924, the words and music were put together, and he liked it. There were 286 poems and songs submitted. And this was his favorite.
And did he select the winner himself?
He did. Well, he did. He kept urging them to do this. But the congressmen, representatives, wanted to hear musicians that composed them, to sing on the House floor. Each of these 286 songs or poems. It kind of got drawn out.
Yeah.
And then they had a committee of 16 to pick the ones, even though Pat Neff had already picked one. And it went on and on and on until 1930, when Marsh and Wright were presented a check of $1,000 to divide up.
Was Gladys Yoakum Wright a young girl at this time, a teenage
girl? She was born in 1891.
Oh, so she was
she was an adult.
An adult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the song has actually been altered twice. Once before it really became the state song, and then, of course, it had to be altered when Alaska became part of a state in the Union, because it's no longer the largest. It's now the grandest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We couldn't claim that we were the largest state anymore.
I have to think about that. I was thinking it did say largest, but I will look at that. No, I'm sure you're right, if that's what...
You know, we learned it that way.
Maybe that's... We just still sing it.
Alaska came in.
Well, you know, the thing about Texas, Our Texas, is... I didn't used to hear it very often. I hear it a lot now. It may just be because of my association with Texas A&M and the Texas A&M system. The Aggie Band has played Texas Our Texas, and I think that's the best rendition of it before football games, I guess, going back decades. And now A&M Commerce, the band here, plays Texas Our Texas before games. But it was Gladys Yoakum Wright from Greenville who wrote the words to Texas Our Texas.
Yes.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor with the Historical Commission, of course, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.